Now time for our Jefferson West locker room chat here on KNCA, getting you set for week one of high school football tomorrow night. Brandon Tabman with you. We're joined now by the new head coach of the Tigers. That is Jeff Schwinn. It's brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Tigers gearing up for the road trip to start the year. They'll be at Big East League opponent Raleigh County on Friday night. We'll dive into that later on. But a lot to dissect, Coach. Obviously taking over as the head coach this year. How are we feeling just in general about the maybe overall roster construction, and just how excited are you and the coaches to get things going here in 2025?
First of all, thank you, Brandon, for having me on. Very excited about the future of Jeff West football and the work that our team has put in throughout the summer. Our development has been superb. Very, very good commitment level across the board. We had great numbers this summer, and you know, we were trying to lay that foundation of you know, commitment, hard work, dedication, all of those things. And I feel like the players, the kids did a great job of that, coaches all across the board as well. So very excited about getting that season going.
Well, let's start on the offensive side of the ball, really at all levels. You got some really good players returning, you know, starting with your quarterback, Brody Thielen. You know, he split snaps there last year, but certainly had some good production. You know, Brady Skahan there at running back and some good wide receivers. You know, Creighton Holman comes to mind. But, you know, I guess starting offensively, the excitement there and just kind of the expectations for that group.
Yeah, offensively, I think, you know, the learning curve is one thing that, you know, as we work throughout the summer, you know, again, that commitment to the summer workouts and everything. But offensively, we're where we need to be. I think, we're continuing to improve. You mentioned a few names with Brody Thielen, Brady Skahan, Creighton Holman. I've got a few others that, I think are going to be on the rise. So very excited about our depth that we've been able to create. And it all starts up front with, Osiris Unruh, Brody Barr, Ethan Keating, and guys of that nature. We've had a lot of great competition throughout, and you know, developed some very good depth. So we feel very good about it offensively.
Yep, offensive line certainly could be the strength for you guys, returning four starters. You mentioned Osiris Unruh. He is an elite wrestler. I guess, from your perspective, when you have elite wrestlers on the offensive line, how much of a positive is that, and how much, or if any, does it give maybe a kid like Osiris maybe an advantage for how good he is technically, you know, in the sport of wrestling?
Absolutely. He's a great wrestler. Came away with a runner-up last year, and I know he's going to go back and compete and get that title. He's done a great job. Again, his commitment to the position change. I mean, he had been linebacker and running back. Sat down and talked about, you know, his future and what he wants to do. And at the next level, he'd love to play college football. And, you know, his stature and strength is superb. And then, you know, as far as wrestlers are concerned, across the board, they play with great leverage, great hands, and you know, that type of stuff comes through big time in certain situations.
Let's go to the other side of the ball real quick. What excites you about what you have on the defensive side?
Well, again, depth. I think we've been able to create some depth. We've got some young players that are going to be able to rotate in, but a lot of the same names that you mentioned. At this level, we'll be playing both sides of the ball. Another linebacker, a couple linebackers that may not have been mentioned on the offensive side would be Cooper Pichel and Max Tuck. You know, again, we've seen a lot of great development to this point. We just have to continue to improve every day. And, you know, we've got to be great tacklers, run to the football, and be aggressive.
Jeff West football coach Jeff Schwinn joining us. We'll take a quick timeout, come back. Tigers are at Raleigh County to kick off the year. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn here on KNZA. Our locker room chat continues here tonight, brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, a league tilt right out the gate on the road. Raleigh County is the opponent. What's kind of the initial thoughts on what you're going to see from the Falcons on Friday night?
They have some size up front as well, and they're going to be aggressive with their defense. You know, they run to the ball well. I know this is going to be one of those games that we're going to have to feel it out pretty quickly. You know, I think being able to establish the run game and stop the run is going to be very, very important. We want to play with speed. You know, we want to play smart, physical football, play with great effort, execution, and be a disciplined football team. So we do those things. We feel like we can compete at a very high level.
Yeah, Raleigh County seems to be, at least last year, they were a team that weren't talked about a ton. Nemaha Central, they won the league and obviously went to the state title game. You know, this was a Raleigh County team that only lost one league game, you know, and they were towards the top and, you know, five wins a year ago under their head coach and Eric Willimon. But they do have some key players that they're, you know, trying to replace. But again, good talent on both sides of the ball. I guess in general, the Big East year two, what's kind of the expectations for this very good football league here in Kansas?
Well, it's going to be very competitive. Again, the Big East, you know, with all the teams that are involved in it, going to be very competitive, and we're just we're excited to get it going and see where we're at, you know, and see where we can rise to, because we know that the competition is going to be very good, and we just need to rise to those occasions.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it, getting you set for Week 1 on Friday night at Raleigh County. Give us a few keys for this game to get a win.
Again, just going back to playing with speed. You know, we've got to play fast, you know, and be smart in everything that we do, play physical. And, you know, we need to eliminate negative plays, be disciplined in what we're doing, eliminate the penalties, create turnovers, and maintain the ball. And, you know, at the same time, all it comes down to is getting the call, getting aligned, and executing your assignment, and that's what we need to do.
There it is. Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn joining us, brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. The Tigers opening up a new regime on Friday night on the road at Raleigh County. It's week one of high school football, and we are back. Coach, we really appreciate the few minutes of your time here this week. Good luck on Friday night. We'll talk to you ahead of week two.
Thank you, Brandon.